Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers GM and Senior Vice President Matt Arnold.
This question of who would win in a fight, 100 men or a gorilla?
This is Brewers 360.
When we were actually talking about something similar this spring with our entire research and development team against William Contreras, I would feel really bad for some of our guys in the office, to be honest.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting on Thursdays, joined by Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Lots to get to. I guess let's wrap up Wednesday. It just feels like this team, when we lose, it's kind of a laugher almost every time. I mean, whatever. They all count the same in the books, right?
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, we've had a couple of tough ones there. But look, I mean, when you zoom out, I mean, we were able to win that series, and certainly the last one didn't end the way we wanted it to. But yeah, I mean, to take two out of three from a good team like the Astros, I mean, they have a really tough lineup, and we faced a really good pitcher yesterday in Valdez. So credit to those guys for yesterday, but certainly happy to take the series from them.
I thought it was a really neat moment, Matt, during the game late yesterday when Josh Hader came in and put up the old tribute on the video board there and got a nice hand from the crowd, tipped his hat and all that. Did you get any FaceTime with Hader at all?
No, I didn't see him this time, but I've seen him a number of times, since he left. Mm-hmm. And man, he's been awesome. I mean, he's always been great. And I'm really glad we were able to honor him because he had a great time with us in Milwaukee and some huge moments for all of us that we shared together. We celebrated together. So I'm certainly happy that we were able to do something for him and honor him on the scoreboard the way we did.
It would have been tough to do the honor with the video tribute if the score was like 4-3.
You know? Yeah, I'd have held back on that, honestly. Don't want him too comfortable out there.
Yeah, we talked about it. We certainly don't want to do it like when he's coming into the game to face him, but it was nice when he was walking, walking out to the bullpen is probably the right moment for it.
Matt, are you still evaluating? Because I think fans largely look back at that trade and they see that Hader left, right? And that's the only part that we remember. And then the rest of the season didn't go as we wanted it to that year. But there are many parts of that trade that still continue to pay dividends for the Brewers.
Yeah, look, we're always evaluating ourselves and want to get better every single day, and our team spends a ton of minutes on that, and we obviously, our goal every morning when we wake up is to win a championship, after we talk to you guys, of course. But no,
8:50.
It's great. Yeah, starting at 8:50, right? I'm certainly, I mean, those are challenging decisions that this organization has to make, and they're really tough. And at the same time, we make a tough decision to move on from somebody like Josh Hader. But at the end of the day, having somebody like William Contreras here for us is a key member of our team right now, And so those moments are tough, certainly when we have to move on from those guys. But I'm certainly happy to have William Contreras and the other guys we got in that deal as well.
So Contreras confirmed has a fractured finger, learned that officially from that old injury. And is that connected to his power outage? And if so, what do you do to fix that?
Yeah, I think it's partially. I mean, look, he is as tough as it gets. I mean, he's a guy that never wants to go in the training room. And so, he's a guy you just have to drag off the field and a guy that wants to be in the lineup every single day. And so, yeah, he's been dealing with this for a little bit. And just for us to make sure that he's comfortable, got an injection in there, which I can't imagine how painful that is.
That's
got
to feel great.
Still wants to play through it, and so he feels good. We're going to wrap it, and hopefully he's in the lineup here on Friday for us.
Talking with Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold. Crew off today, headed out to Tampa, your old team there. Will you make that trip, Matt?
I will. Yeah, we're headed out here this afternoon.
So now, but because of the hurricane, right? The Rays Stadium was damaged, and they're playing, I believe, is it the Yankees spring training facility?
Yeah, that's right. We're playing at the Steinbrenner Field over there in Tampa.
Do they have an ivory tower in which for you to sit, or where you usually would be staged?
Okay, here we go. No, no shipments of ivory yet. I know Murph likes to refer to that. We've I don't know if it's the tariffs or whatever. We haven't gotten our shipment of ivory yet. But no, no we no ivory down there, especially over in at Steinbrenner Field, for sure.
Speaking of the Rays, so there's this new report, which I'm sure you'll love this, Baseball Tonight podcast, ESPN's Buster Olney. And he described the Rays in this way, too, but he also said this about the Brewers, that among the conversations he's having, the Brewers could be among the teams who decide to take advantage of the seller's market and trade off some of their pieces, given the fact that it's going to be a fight this year in the division with the Cubs up there, and the Cards are surging, and the Reds, of course, and everyone involved there. So how do you react to that when the media folks are saying that you guys might be advantageous sellers?
Yeah, look, I don't pay a ton of attention to it. I mean, our job here is to win games, you know, and that's our focus right now. And so, you know, you always have to stay open minded on everything, frankly. But to be honest with you, it's not something that's crossed our mind at all. I mean, we're looking at winning tonight, just like Murph talks about every single day, and that's our goal from here going forward as well.
Matt, you didn't ask for it, but if I can help on your messaging on that, you could also include, it's May 8th. I'm not selling anything. It's May 8th.
Feels a little bit early, but yeah, I mean, look, we're always open to anything, but we want to try to get this team, in a really good spot going forward. And again, we've hit some different patches throughout the course of the season, but again, just continuing to stack series wins like we did here recently with the Astros is where we hope to continue our momentum.
Thought that was pretty interesting. Who is it? Was that Eric Haas last night after the game was asked, "Hey, you guys are 500. How do you feel about that?" He goes, "Feels like crap. Unhappy, yeah. Unhappy that you guys are 500." Which Vince said, "You know what? 500, not too bad, all things considered." But kind of
again on May 8th.
Yeah. But kind of neat to know that not good enough. Raising the bar.
Yeah, I think that's right, and especially I'm proud of that. I mean, certainly trying to raise the standards here over many years that I've certainly been here. And again, we're missing guys, you know, in the lineup here yesterday with Contreras and Mitchell and Frelick and et cetera. All mm-hmm. these guys out for now, and you know, a lot of these guys are coming back hopefully soon as well. And so, you know, again, that's our hope is, you know, just continue to build on the progress that we've made over the last couple of days.
Well, for 500 on August 23rd, then we'll have a different conversation, okay? But It's May 8th. I'm hung up on that. Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold with us this morning. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.